This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This has happened to me occasionally. There have been occasions where I have told stories or used illustrations, real life illustrations in a sermon or a message, where someone has come up to me and said, "Hey, I hate to tell you this, but I know that guy. I know that," and that's true. That's happened to me several times, and nothing embarrassing about it. They're all positive responses to a situation. In fact, I used a story on the radio recently, and I used it in Texas years ago, about a Lieutenant David Steves, like Rick Steves, the travel guy, who was a pilot in California and crashed a trainer jet in the mountains, what are called the Sierra Nevada Mountains out in California, and didn't wander out of the wilderness for 54 days in California because of the weather. And during those 54 days, he was pronounced dead by the Air Force, and he came out alive and 54 days later, but then they could never find the wreckage of the plane. So it was assumed it was a hoax, that he did something wrong, something illegal, something nefarious in what he was doing. And it wasn't until 20 years later that some Boy Scouts hiking in the Sierra Nevada mountains found the wreckage of his plane, and he was exonerated after 20 years. And I told that story in Texas, didn't think a thing about it, and a man came out and said, "I knew Dave Steves from the Air Force years and years ago." So you never know. And the reason I tell you that story is the same thing happened to me in the story I'm going to begin with today. It's a writer by the name of Alice Cecil from Louisville, Kentucky. And I quoted this paragraph I'm going to quote to you. And her brother was in the worship service at the time and said, "That's my sister that wrote that." And so it's a small world. You never know who you're going to meet in life when you speak about people and mention people by name. She talks about being on the beach, taking in the sun, looking out over the water as she was looking at the horizon, and how beautiful the water would be in the horizon. She said, "Everywhere you'd look is just water." And she said, "What a beautiful scene." But then she imagined in her imagination what it would be like to be out on that same water in a storm. And she said, "Everything would be different because of the storm. What was once beautiful, this beautiful horizon, the water rising up to meet the sky." She said, "What a beautiful sight. If you've ever been on an ocean shore, you know what I'm talking about. But it would all change because of a storm." Storms in life happen to all of us, and I want to define a storm right now. A storm is anything in your life that brings about emotional distress or spiritual distress. A storm is anything in your life. You can have storms in your family. Don't raise your hand, but some of you had a storm this week. Some of you had a storm this month. You can have a season of storms where there's a lot of storms. One man told me once, "Randy, we go through one family crisis and it resolves, and then there's another one 2 days later. And we get through that one and then there's another one." And people can relate to that. That's the nature of life. You can have medical storms. You can have financial storms, marital storms. The list goes on. We're going to read today where Jesus is not only in the midst of the storm with the disciples, he calms the storm. But there's not only the calming of the storm, that most people forget this, is the presence of Jesus in the storm. You need to know, and I need to know, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is present in the storms of your life.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.